Have you ever hit that point? Maybe it's work stuff or something complex with your health, maybe even, the classic relationship puzzle, where you just think, I really need clarity, like real clarity.
Oh, absolutely. That desire for a clear path, for certainty, it's strong. And often that's what pushes people online, right?
Exactly. Straight to the search bar.
They're looking for something specific, maybe typing in astrology services near me, hoping for some kind of expert to just sort it out.
And that exact search phrase, astrology services near me, that's our starting point for this deep dive. Our job today is really just to look closely at the claims, the promises made in one particular source.
Which source is that?
It's the promotional material for Gautamji Indian Astrologer Services in the UK. We're purely focused on analyzing the text, what's actually being offered to someone searching like that.
Got it. And looking at this source, what jumps out immediately is this kind of dual promise. It's not just about insight.
No, it's more active than that.
Right. It's advertised as giving you two things, really. First, accurate predictions, the knowledge part, and second, powerful remedies, the action part. So it promises both understanding and intervention.
Okay, let's unpack that positioning. Because the identity they build in this material, it's not shy.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It introduces Gautamji, right? An Indian astrologer specifically serving the UK market. That geographical context is clear.
And the positioning itself is pretty aggressive. It doesn't just say competent or experienced. It goes straight for the top.
Oh, so.
The source calls Gautamji the top best Indian astrologer in the UK. Full stop. That's a huge claim, especially when you think about someone potentially feeling vulnerable, looking for the answer. It's a big rhetorical statement.
Yeah, top best definitely raises the stakes. It implies you're getting the absolute definitive service. And it's not just any old guidance, is it? They specify the method.
They do. They anchor it in trusted Vedic astrology services. Now, for someone maybe only familiar with like newspaper
The
horoscopes,
sun signs, yeah.
and the term Vedic signals something different, something older, maybe more complex.
Could you just briefly, for our listener, explain what Vedic implies here? What does that signal beyond just being an ancient system?
Sure. So when the source says Vedic astrology, it's pointing to a specific tradition. It's based on the sidereal zodiac. The actual constellations, unlike the tropical system common in the West.
Okay.
And it involves really detailed birth charts, looking at planetary
Yeah.
positions and these things called dashas, which are planetary cycles affecting different periods of life.
Yeah.
So using the term Vedic adds this layer of perceived depth and authority. It suggests a very comprehensive system is behind those accurate predictions.
Right. So we've got the big claim, top best, the specific UK setting, and this foundation in Vedic astrology. It's framed as having these really deep, powerful tools,
Exactly.
which naturally leads to, okay, so what problems, what specific life areas are they claiming they can fix with these tools? Let's look at the scope they outline.
And the scope is, well, it's very comprehensive. It seems designed to cover the main areas that cause people significant stress or uncertainty.
They've clearly thought about why someone would search for this kind of help.
Definitely. If you're seeking this kind of guidance, you're likely dealing with pretty high-stakes stuff, and the source groups these issues quite effectively.
Where do they start? What's listed first?
They begin with love and marriage issues. That's a big one, obviously. Taps right into core emotional needs, future plans, stability.
Makes sense. Very personal, very emotional. Then they move on.
Yep. Next up is career concerns. So that covers your professional life, financial stability, your path forward. In a place like the UK, career anxiety is a major driver for people seeking answers.
Offering predictions and remedies there would feel very valuable.
Exactly. A potential prediction of success plus a remedy for current obstacles. That's a strong pitch.
And they don't stop there. There's a third major category.
Right. They also include health concerns. And this, of course, taps into very fundamental anxieties about well-being, about life itself.
So love, work, health, the big pillars.
Precisely. And then they kind of round it off with a general category, life challenge solutions. It's like a catch-all, making sure pretty much any problem someone might have feels covered.
It really presents itself as a comprehensive solution for major life anxieties. And how is this delivered? Is it generic advice?
No, the source stresses it's through personalized consultations.
Ah, okay. individual attention.
Yeah, and that personalization is key to the whole thing, I think. It takes this potentially vast, complex system, Vedic astrology, and makes it feel tailored directly to you.
So the cosmic becomes personal.
Right. It suggests your unique situation is being mapped, making the prediction feel more pointed and the remedy feel more like, well, your specific action plan.
That link between the general system and the personal application is crucial. Which brings us nicely to the next part, the outcomes. What does the service actually promise you'll get out of it?
Well, the language shifts here.
Yeah.
It becomes very focused on psychological results, on well-being.
What's the main promise?
The big one is that Gautam G will guide you towards success and happiness. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they break it down further.
Into specific states of being.
Yes. They explicitly promise clarity.
Okay, cutting through the confusion.
And peace, which, you know, in today's world, clarity and peace sound pretty good. They suggest removing that mental noise, that anxiety that likely led you to seek help.
Makes sense. Clarity, peace, and there's a third element.
Yes, the ultimate outcome is framed as a positive transformation to your life. So it's not just insight or feeling a bit better. It's presented as a fundamental shift.
A real change in your life's direction.
Exactly. And if you look at how the source implies this works, it's the combination of the prediction and the remedy that drives this transformation.
How so?
Well, the accurate prediction, theoretically, shows you what's coming or explains the root of your current problems. Then the powerful remedy gives you the tool. Maybe it's a ritual, a mantra, some specific action to supposedly alter or navigate that predicted path.
That brings up an interesting point about the logic presented here, doesn't it? The client has to accept two ideas simultaneously.
Which are?
On one hand, the certainty of the accurate prediction suggesting things are somewhat predetermined. But on the other hand, the effectiveness of the powerful remedy, which implies you can change things and achieve that positive transformation.
That's a fascinating tension, isn't it? It sort of acknowledges fate through the prediction, but empowers the individual through the remedy.
How does the source manage that potential contradiction?
I think rhetorically it works by validating both. It says, yes, this is what the complex patterns indicate, the prediction, but also here is a specific action you can take guided by me that has power, the remedy. The transformation comes from following the expert's guidance to influence that indicated future. It's a clever mix.
It implies destiny is real, but maybe negotiable with the right help.
Kinda, yeah. It's like saying the challenges are real and astrologically indicated, but here's the key to unlock a better outcome.
Right, the ultimate pitch. Your problems are cosmically significant, but I have the solution.
That's the essence of it, applying ancient wisdom to very modern anxieties to achieve transformation.
Okay, so let's assume someone is convinced. They've read the claims. They want that transformation. How do they actually connect? How does someone searching astrology services near me find Gautam G? This is section 4, the practicalities.
And the source is very clear on this. They make it easy. Recognizing someone searching online probably wants quick access. They provide multiple, very direct contact methods.
No barriers to entry.
None at all. They give you, three specific ways to get in touch.
What are they?
There's a Google Maps link, https.maps.appy.go, GLTAGUD6TXRBT1P66, which helps locate them physically or just adds legitimacy.
Okay, a map link.
Then a direct phone number plus 447-405-562258 for immediate contact.
Right, for those who want to talk straight away.
And finally, a specific email address, GauthamAstrologer74@gmail.com for, you know, maybe a more detailed inquiry or booking.
So map, phone, email, they cover the bases for digital accessibility.
Absolutely. It makes the service feel very current and reachable within that UK context, despite the ancient Vedic roots. It clearly shows the user how to go from searching online to actually getting that personalized consultation.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. We've looked at the source material for Gautam G. What are the core takeaways?
Well, we saw the strong positioning, top best Indian astrologers in the UK, the foundation in trusted Vedic astrology.
Right, and the promise of personalized help for major life issues, love, career, health.
Delivered via consultations, aiming for clarity, peace, and ultimately, that positive transformation.
Based on this blend of prediction and remedy.
Exactly.
So what's your final thought on analyzing a source like this? What stands out?
For me, it's the really effective blend of deep tradition and targeted modern marketing. You see this ancient system, Vedic astrology, packaged specifically for a UK audience, optimized for online searches like astrology services near me.
Yeah, that blend is striking.
It shows how even ancient practices have to adapt to the digital age, using clear contact points and promising tangible results, those powerful remedies to connect with people seeking help today. It's heritage meeting hyperlocal digital accessibility.
A fascinating mix of the cosmic and the commercial, really. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to consider, pulled directly from that core tension in the source material itself.
Hmm.
The service explicitly promises both accurate predictions and powerful remedies. So here's the question. If a prediction is truly accurate, suggesting a specific path or outcome, how exactly does applying a remedy then manage to create a fundamentally positive transformation?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Does the remedy change the predicted fate? Or does it maybe change how the person experiences or navigates that fate? The source implies the transformation happens, but the mechanics, well, it's left somewhat open.
Something to think about. All right, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. We hope you feel a bit more informed about the claims and structure we've explored today.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll catch you next time.